A new report on direct provision written by the former head of the European Commission, Dr. Catherine Day, is due for publication this afternoon. It's understood to include the introduction of state-owned temporary accommodation centres where applicants would spend their first 3 months, and a new housing model led by local authorities. Applicants will have the application processed in 6 months with a further 6 months to appeal. On the line now is Mr. Justice Brian McMahon, a former judge of the High Court, whose working group on direct provision made 173 recommendations 5 years ago. Mr. Justice McMahon, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, I believe you've seen this report. What do you make of its recommendations?
Well, first of all, I welcome the report, and I certainly welcome the recommendations of the advisory group, which was chaired by Catherine Day, a distinguished senior public service of great European experience, and that will give it extra clout, I hope. When people come to our country seeking international protection, we have two duties immediately. First of all, we have a duty to speedily determine their applications. And secondly, we have an obligation to provide them with accommodation in whatever model we choose. But we have to look after them as long as they're our guests waiting for a determination. Now, in relation to the report and the recommendation, the hearing process or the application process had been dragged back and delayed in the last 5 years. The suggestion in the present report mm-hmm. is that there would be a determination within 6 months, and if there's an appeal, another 6 months would be allowed, so that you would have a total final determination in normal cases in 12 months.
I suppose that's the first
recommendation.
Yeah, so we're all familiar with targets being set to deliver services within it. You know, it's one thing to set the target, it's another to actually reach it. Can we be assured that these would actually be delivered on, do you think?
Well, of course, I more than anyone accept the delay process. This requires a huge commitment from the government. And sadly to say, in relation to the McMahon report in 2015, although it was embraced and received enthusiastically, it was not implemented, and there was no plan set up to implement it, and there was delays. And as a result of that, I think that the direct provision system was fatally wounded, so that by early June this year, the government has committed to abolishing the direct provision model and replacing it with a new model. So, of course, it requires a whole government commitment. It requires an implementation plan. And the advisory group of the day, advisory group, has recommended that there be a high-level political commitment with a subcommittee of government to oversee it, and an independent body with an independent chair to monitor the achievements and targets.
Mm-hmm. Well, we leave it there, Mr. Justice Brian McMahon. No doubt more on this in the course of the day, and thank you for joining us on the programme this lunchtime.